fountain.
Amen.
We have found the fountain of life. Amen. You are the unique life.
Amen.
The unique fountain.
That's right.
The whole universe.
Amen.
It's you, Lord.
That's right.
Oh, deep, sweet well of life.
Amen.
Oh, you're so deep.
Amen.
You're so sweet.
Amen.
Well of life.
Because we have tasted.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have tasted these living streams.
Amen. Right. Thank you for your living stream.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've tasted.
Amen.
Oh, you taste so good.
Amen.
Oh, we've tasted and we're now tasting.
Amen.
We're going to taste eternally.
Amen.
Oh, these streams.
Amen.
These streams save from grief and strife.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh,
for saving us from grief and strife.
Amen.
You testify that you save us.
Amen. Oh, these streams are expanding.
Amen.
To an ocean fullness.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, your mercy does expand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your grace is all sufficient.
Amen.
And by his wisdom plan.
Amen.
Your grace.
Amen.
All sufficient.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Beloved.
Amen.
Stand up. upon his merit.
Amen.
His merit.
Amen.
Oh, we know no other stand.
Amen.
Amen.
On your merit.
Amen.
We're here this morning because of your mercy.
Amen.
And your merit.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, we're here this morning gazing on our King of Grace.
Amen.
Oh, you are all the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we exalt you.
Amen.
You this morning.
Amen.
At your table.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for everything you've gone through.
Amen.
Oh, the only begotten Son of God.
Amen.
Became the Son of Man.
Amen.
In time.
Amen.
Lord, you're the Lamb of God for us.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. You accomplished our redemption.
Amen.
You brought us into this organic salvation.
Amen.
And now we eat Jesus.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for this place of love divine.
Amen.
Oh, this place where we are our beloved.
Amen.
And our beloved's ours.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus. Let's continue at 208.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And maybe, how about the third line of the chorus? Thy very self is our reward.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love thee, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, here is Lord, forgive me if I say, for very love thy sacred name a thousand times a day. Oh, Jesus, Lord, with me abide, I rest in thee, whatever.
My heart
Amen.
Now fight where wilt thou stay.
Amen.
On and on our Lord is we go for.
Amen.
Today than yesterday.
Amen. 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 Oh, amen. You are to us our all in all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, light and darkness.
Amen.
Joy and grief.
Amen.
Oh, heaven's life on earth.
Amen.
Jesus, my love.
Amen.
My treasure who.
Amen.
Can tell what thou art worth.
Amen.
Desire our body's strength.
Amen.
For our soul's eternal health.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Heaven is there too, this love.
Amen. 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 Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you for loving us to the uttermost.
Amen.
Oh, you poured out everything.
Amen.
You offered yourself for us.
That's right.
Oh, that we might partake of you.
Amen.
Oh, become one with you.
Amen.
Thank you for such love.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for such love.
Amen.
Oh, that you would be broken for us.
Amen.
Oh, that we could receive you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the living spirit.
Amen.
We must now proclaim.
Amen.
He is rich unto all men.
Amen.
Call upon his
Lord
name.
Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
11:42.
Amen.
Amen.
We enjoy him just by calling in simplicity.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, he is good.
Amen.
He is gracious.
Amen.
As we taste and see.
Amen.
Amen.
Rich.
Amen.
Unto all men.
Amen.
And call upon his name.
Amen. Amen.
Living now within us, giving liberty.
Amen. Amen. Jesus is the living spirit, our reality. We enjoy him just by calling.
good and he is gracious as we taste and see. Jesus is the living spirit we must now proclaim. He is rich unto all men that call upon his name. Jesus is the living spirit.
Life and spirit.
Amen.
Unity bestowed.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, he is rich unto all men.
Amen.
That call upon his name.
Amen.
Oh, he is our rich feast.
Amen.
As the body now enjoys him.
Amen.
Praises are released.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You're the living spirit.
Amen.
Proclaim this.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you. Amen. You're the living spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We call you and we receive this, Lord.
Amen.
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 So we open our spirit so you can flow among us.
Amen.
And unity be strong.
Amen. Let's worship the Father as the source of such a rich supply.
Amen.
With number 13. Amen.
He's the living spirit.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Thou art love, and thou art light, Lord, in the sun as life thou art. Love expressing light illumining, thou dost light to us impart. Thou art love, thou art light, in the sun as life thou art. Love expressing light illumining, thou dost light to us impart. Love bespeaks thy very being. What thou dost is shown by life. Love is inward, light is outward. Love accompanies the light.
Amen.
Thou art love, thou art light. In the sun. Manifested, and the light by truth is shown.
expressing light illumining, now thus light to us impart. Through thy love which led to Calvary, we receive the life of God. Light our understanding opens, that we may
disperses all our darkness.
Amen.
Till like him, thy son, we see.
Amen.
Till like him, thy son, we will see.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, what grace.
Amen.
What truth.
Amen.
Love is seen.
Amen.
Light is shown.
Amen.
We would praise thee.
Amen.
Amen. Never ceasing.
Amen.
Thou by love and light art known.
Amen.
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 Amen. Do thy love as thy life. Amen. Through our inner fellowship with thee to give.
Amen.
Do thy life, we take thy Amen. Cleansing and in fellowship may Amen. Live.
Amen.
Father, you want us to be just like your son.
Amen.
He is light.
Amen.
We're children of light.
Amen.
He is love.
Amen.
We're just love itself.
Amen.
We're becoming just like you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, thank you for the Son.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you for reaching us.
Amen.
Thank you for grace and truth.
Amen.
You came full of grace and truth.
Amen.
Oh, to bring us back to you, Father.
Amen.
Oh, it's the very source of love and life.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for making us the same as you are in the Son.
Amen.
Oh, children of light.
Yes.
That's right, Father. We praise you this morning.
Amen.
Thank you for predestinating us unto sonship.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for qualifying us.
Amen.
Hallelujah for this portion we've received.
Amen.
The process tries. triune God.
Amen.
Father, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you for bringing us in.
Amen.
Through your Son.
Hallelujah.
Grace and truth.
Amen.
What a marvelous plan.
Amen.
The many sons.
Amen.
Praise you, Father.
Praise you, Father.
Praise you, Father.
Praise you, Father.
Praise you. Love you, Abba Father.
Amen.
Abba Father.
Praise you.
Amen.
Father, you desired this in the past.
Amen.
Be past, you had a thought.
Amen.
Lord, and you accomplish this thought through your life.
Amen.
Life in your creation.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For such a thought.
Amen.
For such a plan.
Amen.
For working out this plan.
Amen.
Amen. So today we'd like to bless you, Father.
Amen.
Bless you, our God and our Father.
Amen.
Oh, we can joy before your face.
Amen.
We're beyond dark death forever.
Amen.
Oh, we share with your Son his blessed place.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Oh, your love reached you, us in the Son.
Amen.
Praise you, Father.
Yes.
Praise you, Father God.
Amen.
Praise you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you for sending your beloved Son.
Amen.
Your Son is the firstborn Son of God.
Amen.
Now we are here as the many children of God.
Amen.
We worship you and love you, Father.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for gathering us to remember him and his table.
Amen.
It's very, very sweet to be with you all the saints, enjoying him at his table. We're going to transition now to the prophesying meeting. And for those who are visiting or anyone who is new, we've been getting into some content, semi-annual training. So a good number of saints have been in the video training and in that rich speaking. The title of this is kind of a continuation of what we've been in, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ.
Amen.
And just looking at all the riches, all the rich nuggets in the Word, wow, book by book. So we've covered this week, we covered message 6 through 11, and then the last message will be tonight. And I believe that is an open meeting, right? So if anyone wants to taste some of the riches who has not had the chance to be in the training, please join tonight. It's an open meeting. But so there's going to be a group of brothers, just like last week, who are going to give an overview of messages 6 through 11. But before we do that, we wanted to have everyone read through the titles and the key verses for those messages so you can kind of see. And maybe it'll whet your appetite as well to be able to share and overflow your riches.
Amen.
So how about let's do this. Let's just go brothers message 6 and then sisters message 7, and we'll just continue until the end. And we'll read the title of the message and then the verses. So brothers will start. Go.
The grace of God and the all-inclusive spirit.
But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain. But on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Sisters.
The one who is not in the believers, but when it pleased God to reveal his Son in me, that I might announce him as the gospel among the Gentiles,
immediately I did not concur with flesh and blood.
I am crucified with Christ.
Amen.
And it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
Amen.
My children, with whom I travail again in the earth, until Christ is formed in me.
Amen. Brothers.
The way
to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit, the aggregate of all-embracing blessing of the full gospel of God, in order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen. Sisters.
The mystery of the church, that by revelation the mystery was made known to me, as I have written previously in Greek, by which in reading it you can perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has
in spirit.
Amen. The creator of the one new man as the masterpiece of God. For we are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand in order that we would walk in them, abolishing in the flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, that he might create the two in himself into one new man, so making peace.
The children of God walking in love and light.
Amen.
Be therefore imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, even as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us.
Amen.
Offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet
smelling savor.
For you were once darkness,
but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
Amen.
Amen. So now we'll have some brothers give an overview of the message.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we'll begin with message 6, and we'll go to message 11. But before we start, why don't we just pray a little bit? You know, in Corinthians, it says that the soulish man cannot receive the things of God. And we all need to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into our inner man.
Amen.
Not only to speak these things, but to receive these things from one another.
Amen.
So, Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we ask.
Amen.
You would strengthen us all with power through your Spirit into our inner man.
Amen.
Lord, anoint our ears and anoint our mouth.
Amen.
Lord, we like to be brought into you.
Amen.
In our mingled spirit.
Amen.
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 So, today, on these two messages, the first two messages, message 6 and message 7, message 6 is on a journey. Message 7 is on a pathway, right? The journey is from Egypt, the world, into Canaan, the good land. Okay, so the title of message 6 is The Grace of God and the All-Inclusive Spirit. Roman numeral 1 says, in 2 Corinthians, Christ as the grace of God is the good land for us to enter into, experience, enjoy, partake of, and possess.
Amen.
And in order to see this, we can say, how can we say that Christ is the good land? Well, we need to see the picture of 1 and 2 Corinthians. You know, in 1 Corinthians, the Corinthian believers were not in the good land. They were what? They were in the world. They were in their troubles, even in sin. And so Paul needed to remind them of the Passover lamb.
Right.
He said, Christ our Passover has been sacrificed, right? And he reminded them that they needed to have what? To purge out the leaven.
Yeah.
Amen.
Then, next, he needed to remind them not to stay in their wandering soul,
right?
You need to not be wandering in the wilderness of your soul, but you need to, what? It says, it says that we've all ate the same spiritual food, referring to the manna, and we've all drank the same spiritual drink from the rock that followed us. And that rock was Christ.
Amen.
This is wonderful. But it all happened in Egypt and in the world. But when we come to 2 Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians, we have a picture of a man and his co-workers who are not in Egypt, not in the wilderness,
right.
They are in Canaan, the good land.
Amen.
They are in their mingled spirit.
Amen.
And in their mingled spirit, they are enjoying the reality of Christ,
Amen.
The all-inclusive Christ,
Amen.
As the reality or as the all-inclusive life-giving spirit.
Amen.
They weren't just enjoying items. Mm-hmm. They weren't just repenting of a sin, enjoying the lamb. They weren't just being nourished and satisfied by the manna. No, they were enjoying the all-inclusive Christ. They were living in this rich land. And they were qualified to be ministers of grace and life.
Amen.
Ministering into the believers everything that was needed to produce them, right? To cause them to glorify God and magnify God.
Amen.
That timer was my time, right?
For the first message, yeah.
Okay, good. So now message 7.
Wow.
Message 7 is on the one who is formed in the believers.
Amen.
The New Testament reveals that Christ is deeply related to our inner being and desires to have a subjective relationship with us.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
So this message is on the pathway. This is on the pathway. What we don't lean on our own understanding, right? But we trust in Him, and He makes our path straight. Well, the path that He makes straight is the path to having Christ formed in us,
Amen.
Right? It's not good enough that Christ is just born in us or that Christ just lives in us.
Right.
We need to follow
Amen.
All the way through till Christ is formed in us.
Amen.
And so God
Amen.
Desires to have this subjective relationship with us.
Yes.
There's three words, right? He wants to be revealed in us. He wants to live in us. And He wants to be formed in us.
Amen.
But there is something that is opposing this.
Amen.
At Paul's time, it was Judaism. Mm. Judaism had been around for 1,500 years. At our time today, it's Christianity. And we may say, well, we don't have to worry about Christianity. Christianity's been around for 2,000 years. We don't realize it's in our fabric. It's in our skin. It's not just the operating software, it's the application software.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we interpret things and deal with things.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of power can separate us, can lift us out? The only kind of power that could separate Paul from that evil generation, that is Judaism,
Amen.
Was the revelation of Christ.
Amen.
So at a certain time, it pleased God to reveal His Son in Paul.
Amen.
This is the dynamo, the powerhouse
yes.
that separates us. You could say quarries us, cuts us
Amen.
Out of the stone of humanity. It separates us.
Amen.
And then He wants to be... Did the buzzer go off?
No.
Okay. Then, hallelujah, not only revealed in us, He wants to what? Live in us.
Amen.
We need to allow Him. We need to actively allow Him
yes.
to live in us.
Amen.
And then not just live in us, but we need Him to become our structure,
Amen.
Our being,
Amen.
By being formed in us.
Amen.
This is to be brought on to maturity.
Amen.
This is to have the Son of God produced in us
Amen.
As the one who manifests God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so good.
So then we come to message 8. Long title, right? It brings us to the book of Galatians, which points out the way. We get a way. The way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
As the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
That is the aggregate.
Amen.
Of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel of God.
Amen.
This particular message points out that God's intention is to work himself into us.
Amen.
And anything that distracts us from that is an evil thing.
Amen.
So this particular message actually just presents Christ to us. You know, in Genesis 12, the God of glory appeared to Abraham, and he just told him that in him, all the nations will be blessed.
Amen.
But then you come to Galatians 3:14, and it points out very clearly that the fulfillment of that blessing promised to Abraham is the Spirit.
Amen.
So this message actually just presents 10 items, 10 ways for us to receive and experience and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit. That is the aggregate of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel.
Amen.
So the first way is what? By God revealing Christ in us through the dropping of our concepts.
Amen.
You know, our concepts are like veils. And if we drop our concept, then Christ is televised into our being, and we will have a different kind of living.
Amen.
The next point is related to our receiving Christ out of the hearing of faith.
Amen.
Faith comes by the hearing of the Word of God.
Amen.
So the more we're under the speaking and the Word of God, the more faith is infused into our being.
Amen.
Then we come to the next point. The next way is by being born according to the Spirit and by being led, by being given the Spirit of God's Son into our hearts.
Amen.
The next way is by putting on Christ through the baptism that puts us into Christ.
Amen.
Then, by being identified with him in his death, so that it may be no longer we who live, but he who lives in us.
Amen.
Then, it is by living and walking by the Spirit. Then it's by having Christ form in us through travailing. Then it's by sowing unto the Spirit with the desire and aim of the Spirit.
Amen.
In view.
Amen.
Then by boasting in the cross of Christ.
Amen.
And living a new man.
Amen.
Then the last one is by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ with our spirit.
Amen.
Then now we turn to message 9, which is the mystery of the church. And that brings us to the book of Ephesians, right? And of course, in this book, we're given a definition. What is a mystery? Well, a mystery is something that is not easily understood. And the significance of a mystery is that although it exists, no one understands it. And of course, the greatest mystery in the universe is God himself. But we come to Ephesians, actually in Colossians 2, we realize that the mystery of God is Christ. But then we come to Ephesians, we realize that the mystery of Christ is the church.
Amen.
So Ephesians 3 reveals that we may experience and enjoy Christ as the mystery of the church.
Amen.
And it is by revelation that the mystery was made known. You know, in 3:5 it says the mystery of Christ was revealed to the apostles and prophets in their spirit.
Amen.
By revelation.
Amen.
So there was a burden here that we personally each would pray, Lord, make my spirit the strongest part of my being.
Amen.
So that we will be those who can receive revelation.
Amen.
Then eventually we have to realize that we are in the age of mystery. But eventually this age of mystery will end, according to Revelation 10,
Amen.
At the trumpeting of the seventh trumpet. It will end.
Amen.
And so there was a burden here that although we're in the age of mystery, the church, the body of Christ, being the mystery, how much burden and concern do we have for the growth and the building up of the body of Christ? So whether we're working or
Amen.
We're in school or we're serving, we also want to simultaneously
be abiding in him.
Amen. Amen.
So that at his appearance, there are no surprises and there are no embarrassment.
Amen.
So the last point is Roman number 4, that the church is the ultimate mystery in the universe. And Ephesians 3:4 calls it the mystery of Christ.
Amen.
So, you know, the church and Christ is the great mystery, meaning, and the meaning of the universe and of our human life.
Yes.
So there was some burden here that we need to be those who are engaged with the Lord to build up a personal relationship with him. Whether we're at home, whether we're in the car, whether we're at work, that we would simultaneously contact the Lord.
Amen.
So that we would know the mystery of the church.
Amen.
Christ.
All right. You got your guns loaded?
Yes.
Steve, you got your guns loaded?
Yes.
You got 5 minutes, because I'm going to be done in 5 minutes. Keith, you got your guns loaded?
My guns are loaded.
Okay. Amen. Get ready. Lord Jesus, we love you. Okay, here we go. Okay, so now we're going to continue another gem in Ephesians with message 10, experiencing and enjoying Christ as the creator of the one new man,
yes,
as the masterpiece of God.
Amen.
This is the highest aspect of the church.
Right.
Okay, Roman number 1, God's intention in his creation of man was to have a corporate man to express him and represent him.
Yes.
2, the new man as the poem, the masterpiece of God, was created through Christ's death and in his resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
So Ephesians 2:15 uses two expressions,
right,
in his flesh and in himself.
Right.
So in his flesh, on the cross, he was clearing the deck.
That's right.
He terminated Satan, sin, the flesh, the world, the old creation, mm-hmm, and all the separating ordinances.
Yes.
And then in himself, he created two, Jews and Gentiles, mm-hmm, into one new man. In the whole universe, this was an absolutely new thing, a new item in the universe.
Amen.
The new man is the new invention of God.
Amen.
And he made it out of the old ones. He redeemed us, and then he added his life to us. He purchased us, he terminated us, he replaced us.
Amen.
And now we're in the one new man.
Amen.
Roman numeral 3, on the cross, Christ created the new man in himself by doing what? By abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, the middle wall of partition. Okay, it's crucial to know that these the law here is not the moral commandments. Those were actually uplifted, right? But the law of the ritualistic commandments, including circumcision, keeping of Sabbath, eating certain foods, etc., all that got abolished. Ordinances are the forms or ways of living and worship which create enmity and division. So in the body of Christ, we don't have ordinances. Instead, we have Christ as our unique source.
Amen.
We should not allow anything of our background, culture, or nationality to be our source.
Yes.
The worldly people have their culture, and their background is their prestige. Our only prestige is Christ.
Amen.
And the genuine oneness. If we are willing to let go of our cultural pride, it will be possible for the Lord to have the proper church life.
Amen.
May the Lord get the proper church life among us.
Amen.
From so many different, yes, backgrounds.
Amen.
Roman numeral 4:4, and in the one new man, we need to allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate in our hearts.
Yes.
And number 5, in the one new man, Christ is all the members and in all the members.
Yes. Amen.
All right, good enough. Okay, here we go. Last message. Message 11. We need to experience and enjoy Christ,
yeah,
as children of God, walking in love and light.
Amen.
So this is another gem in the book of Ephesians. Roman numeral 1. God's good pleasure is to be one with man and to make man the same as he is.
Yes.
We are being made the same as he is in life, in nature, but not in the Godhead.
Amen.
As the children of God, we are God-men, born of God, possessing the life and nature of God, and we actually belong to the species of God.
Amen.
We don't just belong to the human species, we belong to the species of God.
Amen.
Okay, we need to know and experience God as what? As love and as light.
Amen.
4, as children of God, we should walk in love and light.
Amen.
Love, listen to this, what is love? Of course, the New Testament tells us God is love, right?
Amen.
And God is light and God is spirit. Love is the inner substance of God.
Amen.
and light is the expressed element of God. Our daily walk as children of God should be constituted with both the loving substance of God and the shining element of God.
Amen.
May the loving substance of God and the shining element of God be in our prophesying this morning.
Yeah. That's right.
This should be the inner source of our walk. Okay, walk in love, even as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor, Ephesians 5:2. To walk in love, listen to this, is to walk in intimacy with God.
Amen.
In our daily walk, we should always care for our Father's feeling, for we live intimately in his tender love.
Amen.
The goal of the book of Ephesians is to bring us into love as the inner substance of God, that we may enjoy his presence in the sweetness of the divine love.
Amen.
And what? Thereby love others as Christ.
Amen.
The body builds itself up in
Amen.
Love. See, you were once darkness, but now you're light in the Lord.
Amen.
So not only love, but also light. Walk as children of light.
Right.
Light. When we are in the light, we are outside the realm of right and wrong.
Amen.
And he had a big burden in this section concerning living not by the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but living by the tree of life.
Amen.
As children of light in the realm of light.
Amen.
Okay, so now it's your turn.
Amen.
Steve and Keith, and I'm sure there's many others that have a lot to share with us from the riches that came out of these gems and nuggets of the experience, enjoyment, and expression of Christ in the New Testament.
Amen. Okay.
So who's gonna be first up? All right, Brother Joseph.
But I'll be first, a little bit. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd,
Amen.
I shall not want. Say it with me.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He leadeth me.
He leadeth me.
Into green pastures, right? To rest. I'm not familiar folkly with it, so you help me.
Okay. Amen.
Next verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Yes.
He leads me
still waters.
Yeah. Amen. Saints, it's so important that we know this.
Amen.
He causes us to lay down in green pastures.
Amen.
He leads us beside still waters.
Amen.
He restores our soul.
Amen.
What next? He prepares a feast.
Right.
Before our enemies.
Right. Amen.
Our cup runneth over.
Amen.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days
Amen.
Of our life.
Amen.
And we will what? We will dwell Amen. In the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Saints, this week I was having lunch with Brother Israel and he kept saying, harping on Psalms 23. And inwardly I said, Lord, what is it you're trying to say?
Mm.
Earlier I'd been reading a book, The Meaning of the Church, and it talked about the attributes and character of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And right away I knew Psalm 23 declares the attributes and character of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And not just the church, but the bride of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The
Amen.
Bride of Christ, oh, the Lord is her shepherd.
Yes. Yes.
And she shall not want.
Yes. Amen.
This, saints, God is declaring in Psalm 23 what the bride of Christ is.
Amen.
And saints, everything in this training is for that, is for producing that bride.
Amen.
Everything is about what Psalm 23 speaks to.
Yes, amen.
Until finally, we dwell in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Saints, do you know what the house of the Lord is? Us. Us. We dwell in the house with God, God with us. This is the house of the Lord that we dwell in, the mingle. And saints, this is only produced by a living that is in and out of our spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
There is no other way for the church.
Amen.
There is no other way for the bride.
Yeah.
There is
Amen.
No other way for the house of the Lord
Amen.
Than
Amen.
To take the way of the spirit
Amen.
In our spirit.
Amen.
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 What our brother Joseph just spoke, living in the mingled spirit is
Amen.
So critical, saints. In this training, in message 9, our brother Ron at the very end of the message, he spoke something that was had been on his heart for years. Something that had been on Watchman Nee's heart, Witness Lee's heart, and should be on our hearts as well.
Yes.
And that is, why is it that two were in the field, one was taken, one was left? Two were grinding at the mill, one was taken, one was left. If we look at those verses in Matthew 24, verses 40, 41, and 42, we see, you know, the first two verses are about the men and the women, right? The third verse says something like this. I may not have it right, but he said, watch, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord comes.
Right.
Showing that they were believers.
Yeah.
I know many in Christianity think that once those were false ones that were left behind. No, they were believers. But what was the key? Now, we had a conference with our brother Ron in Dallas not too long ago, and it really stuck with me. He said, what is our daily life like at work, at school, at home?
Amen.
Are we just once in a while checking with the Lord? Or are we having an ongoing, engaged, intimate, personal conversation with the Lord, moment by moment? Now, I'm retired now, so I do a lot of dishwashing, a lot of, you know, things around the house. And it's kind of mindless work, so it's not that hard just to be saying, Lord, I love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, wash these dishes. Amen. One spirit with you.
Amen.
Sometimes I rush too much and I leave food on the plates, but I'm learning. Praise the Lord. Amen. We need to engage Him moment by moment, saints, and this is the way to be the bride of Christ, and this is the way to be taken when the Lord comes for His secret rapture.
Amen.
I have the same
version
on the same point. And then I realize this present ministry is focusing on preparing us to be rapture ready. And especially in message 9, titled The Ministry of a Mystery of the Church, Brother Ron spent some time on Matthew 24 and 1 John 2:28. And through these verses, I realized that there are two main requirements to be rapture ready. So the first one is to be matured, and second one is to abide in the Lord.
Amen.
And especially I was deeply touched by the matter of abiding in the Lord. And 1 John 2:28 says, and now, little children, abide in Him, so that if He is manifested, we may have boldness and not be put to shame from Him at His coming. Amen. So here we see God's desire, all His children, to abide in Him, so that when He returns, we won't be put to shame. And in Matthew 24, like brother shared, there were two men in the field working, and then two women grinding at the mill, but one was taken, the other was left behind. And actually both were, the brother Ron mentioned that both were matured saints, but the reason why like one was left behind, it was because they were, even though they were matured in their daily living, one was not abiding in the Lord. So this made me realize how crucial it is to abide in the Lord daily in order to be rapture ready. Since then, ever since, like, I've been practicing and exercising to remain in my spirit and abiding the Lord continuously. And I was especially helped by message, life study message of Romans 6:7, which says, I'm just going to read this portion. Since we are already in the Spirit, there is no need for us to get into the Spirit. Rather, we should simply remain in the Spirit. Thus, instead of turning to the Spirit, we should stay in the Spirit.
Amen.
Many times we have sung, turn to your Spirit. But it is better to change the words of this hymn and sing, stay in your Spirit.
Amen.
And this word has been a real supply to me. In 2025, my New Year's resolution is to continue exercising to remain in my spirit.
Amen.
My prayer is that I may live a life abiding in the Lord, Amen. So that at His coming I would not be put to shame. Amen. May 2025 be the year of being rapture ready, Amen. By keeping Amen. Abiding in the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So we have to abide
into the Lord. We have to let Him lead us and let Him guide us. Mm-hmm. Because He is the way, Amen. And the truth, and the life.
Amen. I enjoy from message 10, point 4, and in the one new man, we need to allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate in our hearts. And then the Greek term for arbitrate can also be rendered umpire, preside, or be enthroned as ruler and decide of everything. The arbitrate peace of Christ in our hearts dissolves our complaint against anyone. And I like how he said professional sports, referee, and all that. He share that. Sometimes a penalty is called and the coach disagrees, or sometimes a penalty that was not called, the coach thought it should have been called. I like how he gave that and then talked about instant replay. But then he said there's no need to do instant replay on pass offenses and all that.
That's right.
Something, all that. Or about headbutting. Have I butted heads with some people? Yeah, I have. But usually I don't do it very often, but sometimes I get opinionated on things and all that. Or on lifestyles and whatnot, but no, we just have to let's see the last part. We just need to set aside our opinion, our concept, and listen to the word of the indwelling referee. Amen. Amen. I wonder
how the Lord was
going to
come into the creator of the one new man.
He has a way. Amen. So I enjoyed the Roman numeral right before Andrew's. It says, on the cross, Christ created the new man in Himself by abolishing in His flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, the middle wall of partition. So the brother said that the biggest hindrance to the Lord getting, well, He already formed it, but the practical one new man, is our ordinances. And so we have to be very prayerful that this year that we would not live and impose our self-made ordinances on each other and on other localities and on other countries. So, Lord Jesus, thank You that You wiped out the handwriting in ordinances.
Amen.
And then also to get this new man, we have to be the one, where is that? Let me find it. In the one new man, Christ is all the members and is in all the members.
Amen.
In the one new man, there's only one person,
Amen.
The all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Let Him be the decider in our daily life. Like the brother was saying, He is the one calling the shots in us. So let Him decide. Even what we're going to say at home, he said. We have to exercise at home since many of us are retired. And so we have to exercise at home what we're saying, what we're doing, and what we're being.
Amen.
And point 4, we need to consider one new man in Ephesians together with one mouth in Romans 15 and speak the same thing. So I've always wondered, how are we all going to speak the same thing? Well, he said, there's no freedom of speech in the one new man.
Yeah.
In the past, there were too many mouths because there were too many persons.
Yeah.
With one accord and with one mouth mean that even though we are many and all are speaking, we all speak the same thing.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, we can be the one new man.
Amen.
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 There was so much light in this training. But 2 points really stood out to me. In message 8, in Daniel, the great mountain, I always thought that this great mountain was just Christ. But I got to know that the great mountain, the kingdom of God that fills the whole earth in Daniel 2, is the corporate threefold seed in humanity, which includes all the believers in Christ. So it includes all of us, and it was very, very mind-blowing. And the footnote says, the great mountain here signifies the eternal kingdom of God, which will fill the whole earth forever. after coming to crush the aggregate of human government, the corporate Christ, Christ with his overcoming bride, will become a great mountain to fill the whole earth, making the whole earth God's kingdom. Thus, the great human image will be replaced with the eternal kingdom of God on earth.
Amen.
It was so glorious. And in message 11, I always had this concept that God saying perfect like him was to be perfect in all the ways. And I just thought that was impossible. And it is impossible, but, well, it says, as the Father's children, having the Father's life and nature, we can be perfect as our Father is perfect. And he, Brother Ron, specifically said that this was being perfect in love, in the aspect of love. And, well, after all these years in the church life, like 31 years, God still has a way to expose me that I can't make it. I can't even have the same love for each of my children. And, well, I looked at the context of this Matthew 5, saying to be perfect, and it says, and to him who wishes to sue you and take your tunic, yield to him your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. So I don't even want to do the requirement of going 1 mile, but it says to go 2 miles. And it just reminds me of how he poured himself, gave himself up for us, and that he forgave us and exempted us from the 10,000 talents. So. Yeah. I just need to be immersed in his love.
Yes.
Amen. Saturated and permeated with his love.
Amen.
In order to be perfect in love like this.
Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Ephesians 5:8. For once darkness, but are now light in the Lord.
Amen.
Walk as children of light. I really enjoyed the message 11. This matter that as children of God, we have God's life and nature, and God's goal is that all of us will be love and light. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't just want us to experience and enjoy God as love and light, but he wants us to be love and light.
Amen.
And because we have his life, we are love and light.
Amen.
I mean, that's a reality, right?
Amen. Yes.
We are.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I just enjoyed so many little prayers that were shared in this training. Mm-hmm. Just contacting the Lord in a simple way throughout our life. And just letting him infuse himself, all that he is, into us. So we can become him. And I enjoy that when we do this, we are in the realm of life. And this realm has nothing to do with right and wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, many times I'm distracted with what's happening in the world, and I side with the, and I easily I get into the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But then, you know, anyways, when we are touching the Lord, we just have, I love that we have nothing to do with that tree.
Right.
Amen.
And we are fully immersing God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This has nothing to do with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It has nothing to do with right and wrong. And there were so many things in the training, but one of them was, the church is produced from the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Amen.
So the church is only produced from the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Amen.
And we are in the church, we're in the best place, and we are getting a vision of the glory of God and how to live in our spirit. We have patterns, we have feasts, we have pray reading, we have the word, we have each other, we have everything we need for life and godliness. And I'm going to read from message 11. In the realm of, we are in the light, another realm, so no longer are we in the realm of right or wrong. And then the brother said, what tree have you been eating from all this last year? Most of the time, I was in the right and wrong. What should I do? Not in the Lord, what are you doing? And one of the most important aspects of the Lord's recovery it was sharing about Brother Lee, he was always living by the tree of life. He didn't come to the brothers with, you should do this because this is the right thing to do. He went to his spirit. I want to learn to live in my spirit.
Amen.
And I am so encouraged because the Lord is doing something. We have to consider the effects of living by the tree of life. There's an effect of living by the tree of life.
Amen.
Only by living by the tree of life will we grow to maturity in this age. We will all come to maturity. But we want to learn to live with him all day long, every day.
Amen.
The only way to be rapture ready is to stop living in right and wrong. Stop it. We need to tell the Lord, from now on, I want to live by the tree of life.
Amen.
To apply the cross so that the source of my living is not something superficial, and then we have an instant. The Lord has an instant speaking. We want to be trained by the Lord to live this way.
Amen.
I just thank you, Lord, for these the seven feasts. Thank you for the brothers who are constituted to give us what they have. Thank you that you are the Spirit of life.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I really received a new light from one verse, very familiar. Genesis 1:26. So that tells us God wants to create us to impress him.
Amen.
And in the footnote, it mentioned that every one of us has a capability to express him.
Amen.
But how to express him? Each of us is one unique member of this body, but how to express him so we know how to cooperate with him? I was really touched by mentioning that we need a private transaction with the Lord.
Amen.
And then God will reveal the Son of God to us. That can tell us how we can experience God.
Mm.
Just like Paul, before Lord reveals the Son of God to him, he did a lot of things that is not what God wants.
That's
but
right.
After that, Paul asked, Lord, who are you? From that time, he knows how to impress God from him. So, brother, encourage us every day. We need to ask the Lord to reveal the Son of God to us.
Amen.
So we know how to impress God. So that need us to exercise our spirit, to ask the Lord, Lord, be real to us.
Amen.
I remember a lot of gospel friends, they mention how they know the Lord. They just ask the Lord, be real. Lord, if you are real, be real to me.
Amen.
And then after that, they experience the Lord. So it is so crucial that we need to access our spirit to ask the Lord this private, very personal question.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is very crucial. When we pray, when we access our spirit to ask, we experience the mingling spirit with God. And then after that, we will experience God is operating us.
Amen.
And we experience that Christ is forming us.
Amen.
And then, automatically, there is a growth in us. So we don't need to to do something. But automatically, we become the expression of the Lord.
Amen.
So I was very grateful. I received this message on the last day of 2024. So I praise the Lord for the 2025. Every day, Lord, reveal the Son of God to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, go ahead.
I was overwhelmed this week, just keeping up with the schedule, figuring out what message was on what day, what time. Anyway, I was overwhelmed. So I was really looking forward to the table meeting. And I thought, oh, I don't have to keep up with a point or anything like that. And so I was pretty tired. And when the cup came to me, I spilled it all over me and my hymn book and everything. And you know the word the Lord gave me? It was from another hymn, 595. There is always something over. When we taste our gracious Lord, every cup he fills overfloweth, rich supply he doth afford. Nothing narrow, nothing stinted, ever issued from his store. To his own he gives full measure, running over evermore. There is always something over when we from our Father's hand take our portion with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praising for the things he planned.
Amen.
It was all planned. Full and deepening All I need, he does supply.
Amen.
When the heart has tasted Jesus, his desires to satisfy.
Amen.
When the heart has tasted Jesus, his desires to satisfy. Amen. There is always something over when we share in all his love.
Amen.
Unplumbed depths still lie beneath us.
Amen.
We were mopping the floor. Sorry. Unscaled heights lie rise far above.
Amen.
Human lips can never utter all his wondrous tenderness. We can only praise and wonder, and
Amen.
His name forever blessed.
Amen.
We can only praise and wonder, and his name forever blessed.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed message 8. Something that really touched me was number 3. Galatians reveals the way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive life-giving spirit, the aggregate of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel. The way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive life-giving spirit is by God's revealing of Christ in us.
Amen.
And we live the Christian life according to the Christ whom we have seen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
It was like, Lord Jesus. So if we have seen a limited Christ, we live a limited life.
Yeah, right.
Nothing is more pleasing to God than the unveiling, the revelation of the living person of the Son of God
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
If we drop our concepts, turn our heart to the Lord, pay attention to the Spirit, and spend time in the Word in a spirit and atmosphere of prayer, Christ will be revealed in us,
Amen.
Live in us, and be formed in us.
Amen.
When we drop our concepts, whether the concept is spiritual or carnal, it is a veil.
Amen.
So as we turn to him, he's unveiling us.
Amen.
And as he unveils us, we desire to leave that old man behind,
Amen.
To fully see
yes.
the Christ of God,
Amen.
The only one in whom the Father is pleased.
Amen.
Right? And so I also saw in day 3 of week 10, John 7:18 says, "He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him who sent him, this one is true, and unrighteousness is not in him." A life restricted from doing things for self, that is the wrong way.
Yeah.
The tip is, whenever we're doing something for our own self-glorification, we are seeking the self
mm-hmm.
to rise up.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
We need Christ to be formed in us.
Amen.
So we have to look to him, say, Lord Jesus, I desire to deny myself,
amen.
Pick up my cross, and daily follow you.
Amen.
And there'll be an amen that rises within us. And he will usher us into all the fullness of God
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Because he is the perfecter and author of our faith.
Amen.
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 I was also really touched on the matter of revealing, the Lord revealing the Son in us, particularly from message 7. God's heart's desire is to reveal his Son in us.
Amen.
I was really touched with this word, in.
Right.
God's desire is to have a subjective relationship with us. And we can be like, I was really impressed with the contrast between Abraham and Lot. Abraham had many appearings from God. Lot had no such appearings, but he was just kind of alongside Abraham, following Abraham wherever he went, but had no appearings from the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we don't want to be like Lot. We all need our own personal appearings where the Lord reveals his Son, not in an outward way, but in us.
Amen.
Otherwise, we're just going to be here in a religious way. Just here because, you know, we like the people or something like this. Anyway, I was so touched. The Lord wants to reveal his Son
yes.
in us.
Yeah.
And this is the only way that we can really take the way of the church life.
Yeah.
As a full-timer, you know, I don't have to think that hard about whether or not I want to be in the church life, you know? But I don't want to be so outward. Because anyway, the Father reveals His Son in us.
Amen.
So Lord, give us the experiences we need to take this way.
Amen.
But then once we have the Lord's appearing personally, the Son's revealed in us,
Amen.
Then what are we going to do? Are we going to be here to carry out a great Christian work?
Yeah.
Again, as a full-timer, I would say yes. Let's carry out a great Christian work. But this is not what is on God's heart.
Amen.
The Father's desire is that that Christ would be formed in
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
And so I was so touched. The Lord's burden is for our constitution.
Amen.
Lord, am I burdened for what you're burdened
Amen.
For?
Amen.
Lord, may 2025 be a year of saturating.
Amen.
Lord, I don't want anything else in 2025.
Amen.
I want much more saturation.
Amen.
I enjoy the same thing from the last two sharings. On one hand, Christ has already been revealed in us at our regeneration. But on another hand, we need Christ to continue to be revealed in us.
Amen.
So in message 8, I was really touched with the same point Mach read. We live the Christian life according to the Christ whom we have seen.
Amen.
And the first half of this message, I was just so impressed. Christ being the threefold seed in humanity.
Amen.
As this one, he fulfilled God's purpose in Genesis 1:26 fully. As a seed of woman, He is the one that fully expresses God.
Amen.
As the seed of Abraham, he is the one who reconstitutes us as a spirit to become his bride to match him. And then as the seed of David, he is the one who fully represents God in his kingdom. But today, who is this one? He is the transfigured seed as the spirit. And so as the spirit, I was just so impressed. We have such a one in us.
Amen.
And we need to contact this
Amen.
One.
Amen.
So something the brother shared, you know, in message 7 and 8, there was really a strong underlying burden that we would maintain the purity and nature of the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
Amen.
So just reading you what he spoke. We are concerned as time goes on, we can easily drift into some outward form,
Amen.
Formality, routines, and even our coming together could become superficial.
Amen.
It is the Spirit that gives life.
Amen.
We need to seek Him.
Amen.
We need to see Him.
Amen.
If you only take in the letter, it will mean nothing to you.
Amen.
Touch the Spirit.
Amen.
This is the real blessing.
Amen.
And this is something I never saw, that the blessing of Abraham in Galatians 3:14, I always thought I focused mainly on the land. But He's the reality of the seed and the land.
Amen.
So this one in us is the Spirit. And the more we contact this one, the more we're brought into the reality of all the spiritual realities.
Amen.
So finally, just to strengthen that point in the outline, practically, what does this mean? We need to drop our concept.
Amen.
We need to turn our heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Care and pay attention to our spirit.
Amen.
And pray, read the word.
Amen.
I enjoy prayer reading is not a religious practice.
Yeah.
It's the way we touch the Lord as a spirit Amen. With our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. It's all about the spirit.
Amen.
I was really enjoying from the same message that we have been so blessed with the spirit.
Amen.
We're the most blessed people.
Amen.
At some point in the last few days, I was kind of being lied to by the enemy. Oh, you're missing out on this, and you don't have this in your life. Da, da, da. And then the Lord shepherded my soul and reminded me, you are the most blessed person on the earth. Because you have the aggregate of the spirit within you. And I started to contact the Lord, and I was just, inwardly, I was telling the sister, I felt like this must be the dividing of soul and spirit. Because in one part of my being, I genuinely feel sad for the things I feel like I'm missing. But another part, there was just a smile on my face at the airport, and I didn't know why. I just felt so filled and so blessed. And there are so many points. I'm just going to share like a smattering of things. But from the mystery of the church, I just appreciate it so much. There is a mystery in the universe that has been revealed to us.
Amen.
Because we have exercised our spirit.
Amen.
I really appreciate it. The way to see the revelation of the Son in us is only by the exercise of our spirit.
Amen.
So we need to pray that the Lord would strengthen us into our inner man.
Amen.
And that we would allow Christ to make His home in our heart.
Amen.
and from Brother Ray's message that the importance of the revelation of the Son in us is because apart from it, we cannot be delivered from religion. Mm. We cannot be delivered from ordinances. Yeah. We cannot be delivered from all the old ways of living. Yeah. There is no way for us to be anything different than what we are unless we exercise our spirit so that Christ can be revealed in us.
Amen.
And then we allow him to live in us and we allow him to be formed in us.
Amen.
And I enjoy these points under the matter of being formed in us. To have Christ formed in us is to allow him to permeate our whole being and saturate our inward parts.
Amen.
We need to allow Christ to saturate every part of our inner being.
Amen.
And we must allow Christ to make his home in all the parts of our being.
Amen.
And we must allow him to occupy every part of our inner being.
Amen.
And I really appreciate, this is not a matter of my effort because I don't even know how to do that, but I've just been really appreciating giving it to the Lord again and again and again. And I, you know, I was in the Anaheim prayer meeting last week and so many saints were praying, Lord, shepherd us into these experiences.
Mm.
Lord, teach me to abide.
Amen.
And I really can testify the last few days, the Lord has been just leading me into experiences and shepherding my mind to set my being on the Lord.
Amen.
So we just need to allow the Lord by allowing, just by even praying these prayers, Lord, I want you to live in me.
Amen.
In message 8, he spoke of the word, and then he brought it up again in message 9. He said that there's a part of our being, our mingled spirit, it's an organ, but the Lord will not come in unless we allow him in.
Yes.
He will not just walk through the door.
Right.
We have to tell him, we have to open the door so he can come in.
Yes.
We have to allow him in.
Yes.
But there's someone else who will walk right through the door.
Right.
And we have to use our mingled spirit,
Amen.
The strongest part of us,
yeah.
just to tell the enemy,
yes.
do not come in.
Amen.
He's saying the enemy will come in, many of us, and we don't even know it. And this has been what's happening, and you refer to Revelations 3:20, but we can tell the enemy, get out of here.
Amen.
And we can say, Lord, come in and Amen. Saturate me.
Amen.
And last night I couldn't sleep, and I was sitting on the sofa, and there's so many noises in my house that I didn't even realize. There's like the refrigerator and little ice maker, and I started getting really nervous, and the door was locked. And I was thinking this morning, only someone that is an enemy will just break it,
yeah.
you know? But some normal person would ring the doorbell or knock at your door.
Right.
And I got really fearful, so I went into the room, locked the door, and I knew AJ was in the room. But that's what we need to do. We need to have this strong person
Amen.
In our hearts that when the enemy just comes in, the Lord is there.
Amen.
And he gives us the strength to say, get out of here.
Amen.
So anyways, I wanted to follow you with that word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's sometimes difficult, I think, to know when we're in our spirit versus not in our spirit.
Right.
Something maybe the past 2 years, Lord Jesus. That's something that for the past 2 years, I feel like the Lord has been showing me more, you know, when are you in spirit, when are you not. But I think the enemy's main tactic is to try and distract us.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I know for sure is that the Lord is very focused.
Yeah.
He's very clear.
Yeah.
And so I think that if anyone is having that same issue of not really knowing if they're in their spirit or not, that's a really good way to
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Take your time, baby.
It's just that the enemy is very subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those distractions could be the smallest of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Lord wants us to really be in our spirit.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
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 He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom or liberty.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
I wasn't in the training. That's not a boast. It's just a fact. But the Lord Jesus, who is on the throne in the heavens, is ministering to all the members of the body.
Amen.
The same thing.
Amen.
God's Amen. Eternal economy.
Amen.
Which is to bring us, like Jared said, He wants us in our spirit.
Amen.
Simply to open to Him, acknowledge Him, and allow Him.
Amen.
Allow Him.
Amen.
Allow Him. To do His work.
Amen.
So I was touched with, I'm going to read this verse, and y'all aren't going to believe it. Some of y'all may actually know of it, but you have planted them. They have also taken root. They go on and bring forth fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You are near in their mouth. You're not going to believe the next part.
Mm.
But far from their inward parts.
Mm.
That's Jeremiah 12:2.
Mm.
And anyway, saints, the Lord is very, you know, the whole sharing. Each one of us, He's so desirous of this intimate relationship. So much so that He went to the cross for each one of us. And is now speaking all these wonderful things.
Amen.
So they're not for us to do, but for us simply to open, to enjoy.
Amen. Amen.
Right? Just be here. If you've heard these words this morning, you've been chosen, you're precious, you've been predestinated unto sonship.
Amen.
There's a spirit of sonship in you going, I want to come out.
Amen.
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 Well, we have to end the meeting here. We have to do some announcements. Before we do the announcements, are there any visitors here who would like to introduce themselves or ones who have been here for a while and want to say hi?
Yes.
Anybody in that category?
Awesome. Hey, friends from the church in Irving. My name is Jim Dilge. This is my wife, Libby, Joshua, and Benjamin. We're here visiting my older brother, Jared, at his time.
All right. Good to have the Dilges.
Okay.
We have some Brown Rock. Oh, I thought there was two of them.
Hi, Saints. My cousin is in the bathroom. Alejandra and I, I'm Carla Nicole. We're visiting from Rock.
Good to have you. Anybody else?
Oh. Hello, I'm Praise. I was here in Austin all my years in college. Now I'm in the full-time training Bible school in Anaheim. I finished 3 terms, so I have 1 more term, but I'm here for a week to visit, so it's good to see all the things.
Good to see you.
Very good, very good.
Anybody else?
Tell them where you're going after this.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to Poland to visit my family, and I'll go on a gospel trip to the Baltics. So that's
the Baltics.
Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania.
Wow. Okay.
Lord be with you.
We'll be praying for you.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Let's see. This week we're going to be, it's kind of like in the same topic, but just last semi-annual training. We have
right.
to finish week 10, 11, and 12
mm-hmm.
from last semi-annual training. So we're going to be in week 10 of the Morning Revival. And if, I guess if you need a copy, there should be some copies in the book room. I'm not sure. But you can get it through Kindle or through Google Books. Okay. Then also, the important items. So we already mentioned there's an open training meeting tonight, or this afternoon.
Right. Yeah.
It will take place at 4 p.m. Here at the Congress Hall. There's also, this is the first weekend of this month, but the first corporate table meeting will not be until next weekend. So on the 12th, we will have the evening corporate table meeting here. And then there's the 500 Life Studies reading schedule. So on Monday, January 13th, the church will begin the life study of Galatians, at which time we would like to cultivate a burden for the corporate truth pursuit. So if you haven't been following that schedule, we're about to start a new book. The Life Study of Galatians is a great opportunity to jump in. Upcoming events, we have the family retreat. That's May 2 through 4. And the information there on how to register if you have not registered, or at least to hold your spot with a deposit, is there if you click on that link. The International Chinese Speaking Blending Conference is February 14th through 16th. It'll be in Anaheim, California, the weekend on that weekend, and it's open to the public. You can get more details by following the links in the announcements. And then there's also an area college conference coming up in February 21st through 23rd. And that will be held in Abilene, Texas, with the messages beginning on Friday and ending on Lord's Day afternoon. And let's see, I don't see any links there. It says the registration link will be made available soon. So if you're a college student wondering about the college conference, the link will be coming soon.
How about college-age young people?
And college-age young people. Yes, usually that's available to young people who are seniors in their last year of high school, or last semester of high school. They're also eligible to go to the college conference as well. Let's see, we also need some volunteers to help set up for the video training. So we need 10 brother volunteers to rearrange the hall for the video training. Do we have 10 brothers who can volunteer quickly? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. One more makes it 10. Is there somebody over here? All right, number 10. And then
meet over there after the meeting.
Okay, meet Crosville over there after the meeting. And then we have the children. They're our children. They're all in the back. So we all go back to the back.
All right.
I think we're dismissed.
Is that,